Hey guys, just wanted to preface this by saying that the audio kind of goes to hell every time the bus accelerated. I guess it makes my microphone not happy for whatever reason. There's nothing I can really do to save it, but I felt the early morning, late night haze of thoughts surrounding this movie were worth saving and sharing with all of you. So, with that, enjoy Backseat Quickies episode 45, The Avengers. Hey, I'm Scott.
And I'm Bhavna.
And I'm Kylie.
And this is Backseat Quickies. We're on a bus at 3:30 in the morning, so much more mobile, but only slightly later than most of the recording times. And we saw The Avengers, in which Loki from Thor has teamed up with some not-Skrulls to invade Earth and mess with all the heroes' heads. And then the heroes realize that their heads are being messed with, so they team up. And Loki's all like, bitch, I open a portal and the not-Skrulls come out. And then everything freaking explodes, but it's okay because they're bros now, and they beat them up. And then they get shawarma.
Thoughts?
That just about sums it up there. I think the shawarma is the best part of that entire movie.
You're forgetting about Hulk smashing. Best part.
Yeah, okay, so the dialogue in this, it's Joss Whedon, it's super punchy, it's very tight, and there's like a joke every 90 seconds or so. But they're spread around pretty well. He's good at highlighting everyone. Everyone gets a chance to shine. No one dominates. And that's all you can remember for a team-up movie, I think.
Yeah, they work together pretty well. I thought it was going to be a little bit of a disaster trying to even out everybody, but they all got pretty much equal airtime and worked well.
Okay, acting. Everyone was there being funny and punching stuff. Anything to add?
Explosions. Pretty blue explosions. And punching.
Yeah.
All right, so Colby Smothers shows up as Agent Maria Hill, who's just there to repeat what's going on so that everyone's sure what's happening. It doesn't feel forced, though, much.
No, and I think she was also there for how she fits into that skin tight suit.
Like explosions and punching and flying around and everyone and all the team up like are there, so it's good. Everyone's happy.
Everyone was kind of paired with each other pretty equally. You saw it was almost like how many combinations can you make with these many heroes? And they were pretty much all made.
Especially the Captain America and the Iron Man was the best bromance. Definitely.
Yeah, that was kind of the driving thing of the plot was that Cap and Iron Man need to be more bro-like, and then they are. So there we go. Everyone's happy. And everyone learns valuable lessons.
And everyone learns the value of shawarma, because come on, guys, delicious.
Extra garlic sauce on mine.
And the fact that the Hulk rules.
Yes. All right, cameo, kind of meh. I mean, I think they could have done something a little more awesome, considering. But
great movie. Go watch it. You'll laugh. Don't drink too much pop, because you will have to pee like a mofo by the end of the movie.
Even if you don't like comics, it's a very good movie. I think it's easy to follow. You'll probably wind up liking comics after it, maybe.
Yeah, this is hella fun. High recommendations. Double thumbs up.
Take a date. Take a bro date. Just take anyone. Take your mom. Take your grandmother. This movie is just for everyone. You've got your men covered. You've got your women covered. You've got your gay. You've got your lesbian. You got everybody.
Yeah. And you have the humor and the action. Not really any romance, but we don't care.
All right. Last words?
Before I give it a rating, for all you hockey fans out there, when the Hulk is in the Hulk form, he kind of looks like Yarmo Yager minus the sick, permy flow.
And you know the green skin. And the scoring ability.
Okay, rating.
Definitely a 4.5 out of 5.
Definitely a 4 out of 5.
I'm going to give it 4.5. And Chibi, if you haven't seen it yet, yes, Joss breaks his toys. Catch you next week.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers. Slam.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside on upcoming superhero movies.
Scott, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Why?
Because there is another movie that we must discuss.
Oh, what's that?
Man of Steel.
Oh, Man of Steel. Okay.
Wait, there's someone to say that.
Here's my thoughts on Man of Steel. It's Zack Snyder directing Kryptonian on Kryptonian violence. And as much as I'm annoyed that they're recycling a Superman villain we've already seen on screen, and that there are plenty of Superman villains we could talk about.
But he was the best Superman villain.
This is going to be the best Dragon Ball Z movie ever.
I have no frame of reference for Dragon Ball Z.
Please check our website at SBOPodcast.com.